Penn State is a place that is in the middle of nowhere. It's cordoned in by two mountains. It's always been a place that has been unto itself. It keeps things locked up. It doesn't participate. It fights anything it can do to have to divulge public spending. And even Joe Paterno had a big blue line circling his stadium saying, when you walk in here, that's where it stops. And unfortunately, in this situation, sometimes things rot from within, and nobody paid attention to it and let this, the allegations are, horrific situation go on and on and on for over a decade.
That's Bill Mushi, a Pulitzer Prize-nominated investigative journalist, wrote the book with Bob Dvorak, a sports journalist with a career at the Associated Press and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And, of course, being in Pennsylvania, you had to be aware of some of the stuff going on. Did you know, Bob, that things were about to break loose, or were there any rumblings about this sex abuse case?
Well, you know, when you look back at it, State College, where Penn State is located, is a small town. There were rumors up there, but it never got the traction, even when there was a report in the newspapers about this grand jury investigation of Jerry Sandusky. But it seemed to come as such a shock on that November 5th Saturday when Sandusky was arrested, and there was video of him getting out of a police car right across from the Penn State campus and then charged with these incredible crimes that nobody could believe. I think shock, disbelief, and anger started happening that day.
Bill, did anyone ever ask you guys to be quiet?
No, but not too many people wanted to talk to us. It was quiet on the other side. People were actually very antagonistic to us. They didn't want us around, didn't answer phone calls, didn't respond to letters, but ultimately, we did find over 100 people that were willing to tell stories or about this whole situation, and it was very difficult. I've been a reporter for 35 years, and I've never had such a difficult reporting task, and that includes covering mobs and various organized crime figures and other folks who stand by the code of omerta.
Bob, you obviously know that we all know that Jerry Sandusky was at the center of this, but what about Joe Paterno, how this tainted his legacy? Was it fair or unfair to Joe Paterno to receive the heat that he did?
Well, no coach has ever been as exalted as Joe Paterno, and for good reason, for what he's accomplished on the football field and with the players that he's graduated, but no coach has ever fallen so far so fast. It's a tragedy of Shakespearean proportions to go from the Lion King to King Lear, but you know, deserve really had nothing to do with it. It was, you know, you ask yourself the question, was it fair to these 10 kids who ultimately came forward to have this happen to him? I think with Joe's legacy, you look at all the great things he accomplished and some things that you just don't know about, because it wasn't just with the football program or donating to the library on campus. It's always going to be balanced against that one lapse of judgment, that one sin of omission. And in his own words, with the benefit of hindsight, I wish I would have done more. I think those words still ring with us.